Durango resident Ann Flatten says she knows more about Republican U.S. Senate candidate Heather Wilson than she'd ever hoped.
I do see her face often.
Very frustrating.
My grandfather was a pilot in both World Wars. My dad enlisted in the Air Force.
Heather Wilson, third generation Air Force.
Leadership, responsibility.
The only problem is Flatten lives in Colorado and won't be able to vote for or against Wilson, who's running in New Mexico. And while this election cycle is nothing new, Flatten says each year it becomes more and more annoying. Flatten heads Citizens for Colorado TV Access. The group of local residents maintains a listserv and routinely lobbies lawmakers for help in bringing Colorado TV to the Four Corners region. In 2010, Flatten served as an election judge in her local precinct and says she noticed how some residents are literally in the dark.
We had at least a half a dozen people that wrote in New Mexico candidates because those are the only candidates they'd heard about. So we're disenfranchised.
Every state but Alaska and Hawaii has these so-called orphan counties. It stems from the Federal Communications Act, which divides the country into 210 media markets. Most markets are geographically close and surround a larger city. Last summer, the Federal Communications Commission released a report on the lack of in-state broadcasting. The commission offered Congress several possible solutions, such as restructuring service along state lines or expanding news service within a state. But broadcasters say any change would upend the television industry. Dennis Wharton is with the National Association of Broadcasters.
Once you begin to unravel the thread of localism that has served TV viewers across America for 50 years, then the revenue base of broadcasting is eroded.
Wharton says without localism, broadcasters would have even less money to invest in local and state news.
The alleged solution could create a bigger problem for the majority of viewers should we go down this road of allowing sort of multiple signals coming in from various sources. You threaten the very foundation of free and local TV.
And while the Four Corners region is closer to Albuquerque than it is to Denver, it's still a roughly four-hour drive. Republican State Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango is one of the many lawmakers over the years who's worked on the issue.
I've carried some legislation here as resolutions just to make sure people are aware of it and to urge our congressional delegation to do something about it. Somehow, though, we never seem to break through.
Robert says despite newspapers, the internet, and radio, most people still get their news from television.
We're in the state of Colorado, so why is it some arbitrary rule out of Washington, D.C.? How are we supposed to stay connected to our state? Just the principle of it is really offensive to a lot of people.
According to the FCC, the state of Minnesota has the highest number of households receiving only out-of-state stations. But overall, 99.98% of American households have access to at least one in-state television station. Ann Flatten says Colorado viewers face an uphill battle.
Nobody sees the problem like the people that have to suffer under it.
And because the issue mainly affects rural pockets throughout the country, Flatten worries future congressional efforts will go nowhere. Several proposals in Congress have already stalled or died. But Flatten and others in the region say they won't ever give up the fight. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.